This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. I often mention this, and it is an irrefutable reality. The Arabic language is just too amazing for words. And the more you study it, the more you will be impressed, and the more you'll be blown away by how profound, how amazing this language is. And if a person is into the study of synonyms, الفرق بين المترادفات, as we would say, the fine line between synonyms, then you will just be amazed by this language. So in Arabic, there are four words, to, amongst others, that we use to describe friend, associate, partner, beloved, etc. The first being sahib, loosely translated as companion. The definition of sahib, the Ahlul Lugha, the linguists tell us, من طالت عشرته بك. Someone who has spent an extended period of time with you. And hence, when the infidels of Mecca accused the Prophet ﷺ of insanity, Allah refuted the allegation by saying, وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ. Your prophet is not, Allah did not say your prophet is not insane. Allah said your companion is not insane. Your companion. Why? Because he spent so many years and decades amongst you, and you know his sublime, noble and flawless character. And then we have a word referred to as sadiq, sadiqi. You know, even those who don't speak Arabic would know basic words, and they would use the word sadiq. Again, the definition of sadiq is man yafrahu bi farahik. May Allah make us true friends. Man yafrahu bi farahik. A person who expresses joy over the joy of his friend. That if your friend is happy, he had some positive development, some accomplishment, something good happened in his life. A friend, a true friend, is one who would express joy on the happiness and the delight and the accomplishment of his friend. وَيَحْزُنُ بِحُزْنِكَ. And it will sadden him to see you in pain. So he won't rejoice over your setbacks or your challenges or your failures or your adversity. But rather, if you are sad, then it would bring sadness to him. وَيُصَاحِبُ مَنْ تُصَاحِبُ. And he will befriend the one you befriend. وَيُعَادِي مَنْ تُعَادِي. And the one who has enmity with you, who despises you, he will also dislike him and despise him. And hence Allah says in the Quran, لَا تَتَّخِذُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَكُمْ هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا. Do not befriend those who have mocked Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, some linguists take it to another level as well, and they say, عَلَامَةُ الصَّدِيقِ أَن يَكُونَ لِصَدِيقِ صَدِيقِهِ صَدِيقًا. Wow, this is so beautiful in Arabic. A symbol of true friendship is that you are a friend to the friend of your friend. You befriend someone who's a stranger to you, but because your friend is close to him, you befriend him. وَأَن يَكُونَ لِصَدِيقِ وَأَن يَكُونَ لِعَدُوِّ صَدِيقِهِ عَدُوَّ. And someone who is an enemy to your friend, you also maintain a distance from him. Why? Because he is an enemy to someone who is very close to you. So that is the definition of friendship, and the Arabic poet said it so beautifully. إِنَّ أَخَاكَ الْحَقَّ مَنْ كَانَ مَعَكَ وَمَنْ يَضُرُّ نَفْسَهُ لِيَنْفَعَكَ وَمَنْ إِذَا رَيْبُ الزَّمَانِ صَدَّعَكَ شَتَّتَ فِيهِ شَمْلَهُ لِيَجْمَعَكَ. A true friend is one who would do anything and everything to bring happiness, joy and prosperity to you. Then we have a third word, which is khalil. Khalil, loosely translated as a friend, but if you analyze it more closely, it means someone who's very dear, very close, a bosom friend, a bosom friend. And the noble companions had referred to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as khalil, khalil. And what is the definition of khalil? Man talat ishratuhu bik. A person with whom you have a long period, a relationship. وَتَخَلَّتْ مَحَبَّتُهُ فِي الْأَعْضَىٰ. And his affection is part of your DNA. It's part of your anatomy. It's part of your body. You love him so closely and dearly. When Sayyidina Salman radiallahu anhu wedded a woman from the Kinda tribe, and he arrived at the prospective house of his future wife, So they had draped the house up and they had brought some gifts and they were servants. So he asked them, what's all this about? They said, خَدَمُكَ وَخَدَمُ إِمْرَأَتِكَ. These are servants for you and your spouse. These are gifts for you and your spouse. And subhanAllah, at that time he said, مَا بِهَذَا أَوْصَانِي خَلِيلِي. My beloved bosom friend Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had advised me against this. And that's the relation they had with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine at the time of marriage, and that's why I often say they were more cognizant of the tenets of Islam and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their marriages than we are in our funerals. And he said, أَوْصَانِي خَلِيلِي. If you can appreciate the expression contained in the word khalil, my beloved bosom friend has advised me against this. He told me I must live in this world like a traveler and a wayfarer. And then you have the best of them all, and that's the word Habib. And this is the title exclusively conferred to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So of course the Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, Allah had referred to him as Khalil. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. And Allah had made Abraham his friend, his close friend. Of course, the khulla, the relationship, the friendship is not like our friendship and relationship, but it speaks volumes on the lofty rank and station conferred upon the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is Allah initiating, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. It is Allah saying, I have made Abraham my friend. And then you have the word Habib. Wow. And this definition is just amazing. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَأَنَا حَبِيبُ اللَّهِ وَلَا فَخَرْ. And I am the Habib of Allah, loosely translated as beloved, but really no word can truly give justice to it. So what is the definition of Habib? Habib, the scholars tell us, it has one, the salient quality of all the previous four. So number one, the first definition of Habib is that مَنْ طَالَتْ عِشْرَتُهُ بِكْ. Someone with whom you had a long relationship. Someone with you had a faithful relationship. Someone with whom you had spent an extended period of time. مَنْ طَالَتْ عِشْرَتُهُ بِكْ. وَيَفْرَحُ لِفَرَحِكْ. And a person who rejoices over your happiness. So when something good happens in your life, subhanAllah, he rejoices over it. وَيَحْزُنْ لِحُزْنِكْ. And it hurts him and it grieves him and it saddens him to see any setback, challenge, difficulty or adversity in your life. And coupled with that, وَتَخَلَّلَتْ مَحَبَّتُهُ فِي الْأَعْضَىٰ. His love, his affection, his mahabba and his mawadda is part of your entire body. It's part of your entire anatomy. It's part of your entire DNA. And the best part of it is all, وَلَوْ طَلَبَ الْفِدَىٰ مِنْكَ لَفَدَيْتَهُ بِأَهْلِكَ. If your beloved was to ask you to submit and to surrender your life, then without a twitch of your eye, without any reservation or apprehension or any reluctance, you oblige and comply. And this was the relation the noble companions had with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that of Habib. So when Zayd ibn Dathina radiyallahu anhu was about to be executed, and Abu Sufyan, who was not a Muslim at that time, he asked him a question and he challenged him. He said, today your life is on the line and probably Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting with his family in some place of comfort and ease. Would you prefer being in his place and his life and him being in your place? And Zayd ibn Dathina radiyallahu anhu said, مَا أُحِبُّ أَن يَكُونَ مُحَمَّدًا الْآنَ فِي مَكَانِهِ الَّذِي هُوَ فِيهِ وَتُصِيبُهُ شَوْكَةٌ تُؤْذِيهِ وَأَنِّي جَالِسٌ فِي أَهْلِي. I will not accept the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam be sitting where he is and a thorn must prick him. I will surrender or I will sacrifice my life to ward off that amount of discomfort. And this is the relation of Habib, where the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was their beloved. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, سَأَلْتُ حَبِيبِي sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I asked my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam regarding Ismul A'zam, the supreme name of Allah, after which prayers are accepted and prayers are not rejected. And he said, عَلَيْكَ. You should reflect over the last few verses of Suratul Hashr. And then I repeated my question, فَأَعَادَ عَلَيَّ. He repeated the answer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true love, affection, bond, and servitude to the cause of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Barakallahu feekum.